This nurse just ruined her life for some basic attention on TikTok and is now facing up to 20 years in prison.
This Atlanta area healthcare worker seen on TikTok dipping it low on her patient's forehead. Patients, you can see, are living with disabilities.
It's almost like TikTok is a perpetual social experiment in search of a new societal low. And boy, does this woman do exactly that. So meet Lucretia Coyan, a 19-year-old nurse who filmed and posted a video of herself twerking on top of two disabled patients' heads. So not only did she dance on these patients' heads, people who were meant to be in her care, but she also was seen in one of these videos actively giving the patients medication while twerking on his head.
Lucretia Coyan is her real name, 19 years old, charged on Tuesday with exploiting a disabled person. This is her dancing on top of what's believed to be her male patient sitting in a bathtub. As the music plays, she reaches in her scrubs, pulls out pills, and gives it to him before the video abruptly shuts off.
What is wrong with people? Why can't you just do your job correctly and not act out for some TikTok attention? Where was the upside here? Some attention on TikTok? With the downside being up to 20 years in prison? Really? Obviously, these videos are uncomfortable to watch, and she did it twice, once to a patient sitting in a chair, and another one that was literally in the bathtub. And these videos were shot in an in-home adult daytime program, meaning that these patients need assistance throughout the whole day. And instead, they get Lucretia, who dances on them, twerks on them, and films herself doing so. I would be furious if I had an elder relative that was unfortunate enough to be in a situation like that where they need to be taken care of 24/7 and have someone like Lucretia use them for clout on TikTok. I guess the good thing here, again, the trash just takes itself out. She essentially self-snitched online and now she's in some pretty big trouble. But I guess this was just her brightest idea to get some attention online. But for obvious reasons, people are not happy with her, calling her out for exploiting patients. Some said that she should lose her registration and even be locked up. And we'll get to how both of those things might actually happen, because despite all the backlash, Lucretia is still defending herself. She posted videos on TikTok stating that the angles of this video made it seem way worse than what it actually was.
Is not what it is. Trust and believe. All I gotta say for now is angles play a big part, but we're gonna get into that another time.
No matter the angle, you can clearly see her crotch area is on his forehead.
A lot of people in the comments talking about suicide, just all type of dumb non-verbal. Trust and believe, he's verbal. And if he's not verbal to his kins, then I don't know what's going on over there, but around here he'd be verbal. And I got proof. What you say?
Can I get my hug?
You want to get a hug?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys, but I don't think there's any angle here that would make the situation look better. Why are you doing this at work to the people that you're supposed to be taking care of? Also, when it comes to patients that basically need 24/7 care, just because they can speak doesn't mean they can actually consent. Does she seriously not understand the difference between being able to talk and to be able to give permission to do something like this? Also, notice, she didn't once say that either of her patients actually said, hey, this is okay for you to do this, film it, and post it to TikTok. It's also funny to me that she's still using that angle of the video as a reason for the negative reaction when she's the one who filmed it. What are you talking about? You chose the angle. And again, there's no angle of you doing this that would make it look better. But maybe she caught on, as those videos have now been deleted. And the last post she just made is essentially just her leaving the facility. But that video was also deleted right now before I could watch it right here. What's so crazy about this post, other than the complete lack of regard for any respect of any of the people that she's supposed to be taking care of, is she uses this hashtag nurses dancing on patient head. You want to get discovered in the algorithm for that? Are you kidding? Like, she's actively encouraging a trend to be made around this, or else you wouldn't be putting that hashtag, because no one's using that hashtag by her or but her, or I guess by people who are talking about this situation. And obviously I get it, the internet's gonna do its own thing, so obviously people are posting on this hashtag, some are talking about it and others are making satirical remakes of the situation. So what does this TikToker do? I guess she thinks it's funny as well, so she's reposting this. But Right. See, that's completely fine. And I feel like I shouldn't have to explain the stark ethical differences between these two videos, but I am slightly worried that Lucretia can't tell the difference. So the key here is that in this video, both are in on the joke. Clearly, the woman who's beneath the other woman can consent to be a part of this video. But Lucretia's over here reposting this while apparently facing up to 20 years in prison. Like, come on. I was also going through some of the videos she's been reposting on her TikTok account, and one of these was like self-help, how to grow on TikTok videos. And the main point of this, I guess, this video was, hey, if you go viral for something, keep repeating that action and you'll keep going viral. I guess that's what she did because she went viral for dancing on one patient's head. So she was like, why not do this again? But hopefully she doesn't take that advice too seriously and just continues to triple down and quadruple down by doing this, because that'll get her in a lot more trouble. It's not like she's not facing enough trouble currently. But also, to be fair, I don't think she has access to these patients anymore, because what employer would keep her on after all of this came out? Because the Loganville Police Department executed a search warrant on Koyan on January 23rd. Here, the department states, on January 23rd, 2025, the Loganville Police Department was made aware of a viral video posted to social media depicting a female dancing in a provocative manner above a disabled person who was seated in a chair. A criminal investigation was initiated, which resulted in the execution this morning of both a search warrant and arrest warrant for the female. Apparently, when the police came to her door to complete the arrest, a man answered and stuck out his tongue at the cops before telling them to not come back. That, and I guess her smiling in her mugshot, doesn't really make things seem like they're taking this seriously at all. If you commit a crime, why are you making things worse for yourself? Because now you have to defend yourself, and anything like that does not help you in the court of law. But more recently, she's been arrested and charged with one felony count of exploitation of a disabled person. The cops reviewed one of the videos of the alleged abuse and are reviewing the second one as we speak, with additional charges certainly possible. So as of right now, she's been booked into Walton County Jail, but she was released after posting a $7,500 bond. So just with that one single charge that she's facing, she's looking up to 20 years in prison and up to $50,000 in fines. And that's only with that one charge. Apparently, the others are possible. So that could make things a lot worse for her, to put it lightly. So the police have stated that they checked on the alleged victims and they don't seem to be in any current harm. But even though we know Lucretia was a part of the in-home adult daycare program, they have yet to find out if she was actually licensed. That's wild to me. Let me repeat that. They don't know if she was actually licensed. And remember, in one of the videos of her twerking on one of the patients, she was actively feeding the guy medicine. So that's just a whole nother lawsuit right there. It might be the case that she was working at this facility without a license, which makes me want to take a closer look at this facility.
But here's where it gets tricky. It says that she works at Publix on Facebook at the moment, but before she went viral, this is who she listed as her employer, SNL Healthcare. Online, it says that their philosophy and vision is to, quote, provide the highest quality care and excellent services while promoting the social interaction of seniors and a nurturing family-like environment. Each member of our team is committed to respecting your loved one as an individual with unique wants and needs, regardless of their current level of independence or capability.
Okay, so not only does it look like they might have had some alleged unlicensed staff, but they also hired someone who does not fit their online philosophy at all. I would definitely not call this the highest quality of care or respecting someone's loved one as an individual, but maybe, just maybe, that's just me. So this place is starting to look extremely sketchy. It's still an ongoing investigation, but it's not looking good. And this just makes everything so much weirder.
SNL Healthcare is listed here as a nursing care agency. It's based in Loganville, Georgia, which is about an hour east of Atlanta. The owner, Mary Nayu, listed here on the National Provider Identifier Database.
Please leave your message for Mary Nayu.
We called. She has not returned our calls or email for comment. It's also been reported, too, that Mary is Krisha's mother.
What? So, currently, that's just alleged, but it might be her mom that owns the place. That would explain a lot, I guess. how she got hired and that maybe that she's not licensed, allegedly. And this could also be how she got away with this for so long. But it does really make me wonder how she treats patients when she's not filming. Obviously, this whole situation just looks sketchy, including the day center that she worked at. As of now, Lucretia's trial is pending, but hopefully she faces some real consequences for this, because we should not be rewarding this behavior. Does she deserve 20 years for this? No, no, absolutely not. That sounds crazy as well. So it'll definitely be really interesting to see what charges are added and what her total time will end up being. And while some of this information isn't currently known for sure, like if she's even licensed and if the center's owner is her mom, we'll probably make a follow-up video when more of these details come out. But until then, YouTube thinks you'll enjoy this video. If you're new here, feel free to subscribe and I'll see you guys in the next video. Oh yeah, you should definitely check out that video. Peace.